Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, here at BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. A voice for our people, so do utilise it. Give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, as welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Now, the question, why few and First Nations women are missing their appointments at the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Edwina Power, Senior Project Officer and Physiotherapist at the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. On the line, Edwina, good morning, sis. How are you?
Hey, Trev, I'm good. How are you going?
I'm very good, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my name's Edwina and I'm a Palawa gal from down in Tassie, and I also have strong ties to a Awabakal country in Newcastle where I grew up.
Yes.
And I can't forget the Turrbal people where I am now in Frizzy.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. The question is why few First Nations women are missing their appointments at the RBWH. So tell us what's going on there, sister.
So we're still such a baby little service that we're offering here, but what we noticed last year was that our mob are overrepresented in how many people aren't showing up to their appointments at the Royal Brisbane, especially in the case of women's business, so your pregnancy, your postnatal and your gynecology things.
Okay.
And so what we sort of thought we'd do is why don't we ask them,
sure,
why aren't you showing up?
Okay. So you have to find the answer, is that right, Edwina?
Well, we got it. We're starting, Trev.
Okay.
We're starting.
Good, so good. So tell us the findings.
Basically, it's not rocket science, and it's stuff that our people have been saying for years and years and years. You know, it costs a lot of money to park at these big hospitals, and we don't have a say in when our appointments are. And, you know, we've had bad experiences there in the past with racist attitudes, or, you know, our mob have gone there and passed away and not come home, or no one's explaining to me why I'm there, or everyone's fixated on this medical model, or I go and see five different physios for the one issue and they all tell me different things, or if
confusing.
I can't show up. Exactly. And if I can't make my appointment, it's a one strike and you're out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you're picking up. So there's a few holes in regard to the interaction or the communication with our sisters.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so we just went to the gals and we said, how can we fix it? And we're really lucky in a way that we have such a powerful, strong female group down here in Brizzy. And, well, everywhere, us black gals, you know, give us an opportunity and we'll have a voice.
Yep.
We gave them that voice and we really worked to reorientate that power imbalance that the health system and government organisations have had. And we put the power back in the hands of our women and said, what do you want?
Exactly.
And they said, we want a service that's not at the big hospital. We want free parking. We want identified health practitioners in these roles.
Yep.
And we want to see the same person every time that we come.
Exactly, yes.
And we want some flexibility. We want to be able to have a phone call one day, a face-to-face the next.
And Edwina, I think you will agree, there's nothing beats black on black. So we've got to have our black
Absolutely.
People working with our black people in regard to that communication or the sensitivity of that conversation.
Absolutely right. And it's a step towards actually reorientating our health services and providing cultural safety and actually respecting our culture and our ways of doing. And it's health services that are designed by mob for mob as well, which is such a step forward in the right direction. And the support from the health system in us doing this sort of service has been overwhelming as well. So I think we're on the cusp of some really positive change in our health services. And they're starting to listen and give us that freedom to have a go. And it's working, which is really exciting as well.
Exactly.
I think our failure to attend rate has gone from over 50% down to 17% in 5 months. So
not good.
It is working.
Yep.
And we haven't really had to make hugely significant changes at this stage. It's just been about listening and getting engagement and actually prioritising our women and their voices and giving them health services that match their needs and their priorities.
And in regards to First Nation workers, How are we looking at the RBWH in that department?
We're on the way. So we got what's called recurrent funding for this service in July this year, which means that for one day a week, which is all the service operates at the moment, we have funding for that service forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in the process of recruiting into permanent positions for every role within that service is going to be an identified Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander role.
Yes.
So all the health people in that space are going to be identified. And we're also keeping a really open mind in the sense that we know that our workforce may not be there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to protect those positions until they're ready. So if we can't find the right applicants at the moment, we will keep that position as a temporary position, re-advertise next year.
Yep.
And then if our mob are ready then, the job is there waiting for them.
Well, they talk about in marketing, WOM, which is word of mouth, and that's the best advertisement you can get. So when you're having that conversation with the patients who are coming in, let them know that space that you are working in regarding having black faces staff-wise at the table, and then they tell their mob, and, you know, there goes the information out to the communities, which makes it a safer space to operate in,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, you're spot on. And I think that's been one of the coolest things about this service too, is that the Royal Brisbane and Metro North Health have actually come to us, and the team I work at is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Leadership Team, and that's a great place to work. And they've actually come to us and said, guys, what's the best way to recruit these positions? What's the best way to advertise it? You know, and they're giving us that sort of...
The Murray Grapevine, we say, the Murray Grapevine.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the mob know there's a job going here.
Oh, we'll spread the word.
Good, exactly, yeah.
So it's really cool. I think we're making good change, and it's slow and steady, but the starting point is being really positive, and the community as well is sort of really responding to that and also taking this opportunity to have their say and to get involved, I think, and sort of, engage and co-design and co-implement and all those.
We are all in this together.
Are we just?
Exactly.
It's just so deadly. Like,
of course it is.
I get the joy of also being a physio in that service as well.
Yeah.
Being able to work.
And that's a good, well, you're doing your job there, but it's a good opportunity to have that yarn too. So while you're doing your physio stuff there. So tell me who you are, sister, and how's life? And conversations. Because we belong to that,
so
aren't we?
True.
We belong to that.
Oh, just try and shut me up, honestly. I get in trouble all the time. Like, Eddie, just give me down.
Enough now. You're getting too excited now. Hey, stop yarning. Tudeli, love your work, sister, and thank you for sharing. And to all our beautiful sisters out there, look, make contact with the RBWH and have that yarn. And it's about looking after yourself so you can look after your family. Tudeli, that's the message we're putting out there.
Absolutely.
Edwina,
right.
Thank you for sharing. All the best. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon,
sis. Thanks so much, Trevor. Yeah, look forward to it. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adela Young there. Edwina Power, her name is, Senior Project Officer and Physiotherapist at Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital. And the conversation there is about the question why few First Nation women are missing their appointments at RBWH. And the conversation found out the findings were plentiful in regard to, well, parking and communication with a black person, from a black person. So very important yarn there. So they're working in that space, and good to have that yarn. And also employment of black people in that space as well. Very important. Nothing beats black on black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Reach out and touch the one you love. Reach out and touch the one you love. To lose your heart could tear you apart. Reach out and touch the one you love. Reach out and touch another's hand. She'll open up and understand. Don't hesitate, her love won't wait. Reach out and touch another's hand. Oh, what a beautiful night in the world it is for love. Oh, if you love tight. side in the pale moonlight every night. Reach out and show her that you care.
That you care.
I know that you're a little scared.
A little scared.
But now she's here. You need not fear. Reach out and show her that you care. Reach out and touch the one you love.
Reach out and touch the one you love.
Don't hesitate, her love won't wait. Reach out and touch the one you love.
Reach out and touch the one you love.
If she's the one that you've been dreaming of,
I'm the one.
On your mom, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Na na na, na 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 na.
I'm not rich, I'm just a poor boy.
Yeah, that's Mary G. Mary G. To Delhi, and that song is Fruit Song with Mary G. Here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana. I'm strong. 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball around here. Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Or if you're on the shy side, don't act, you're not shy. You can text me otherwise, 0457140550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. All right, next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA Piconi at Brinsmead in Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver to our staff, our team, our board directors, and our school-based traineeship, our young ones. So chew on an apple or a banana rather than a Snickers bar or a Mars bar. There it is. Now, the topic today is teenage substance abuse, alcohol and drug. It is coming to the silly season, Christmas around the corner, grand finals and celebration of end-of-year parties and what have you. So it's about being in control of the little brown bottle. Don't let it control you. And we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay come to join us, and he's got his bodyguard there, PLO, Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
G'day, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Good to see you guys. And look, thank you for coming to the conversation and talking about a very important topic here and teenage substance abuse, alcohol and drug. How are you doing, Glenn?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, we are coming up to that time of year. The footy seasons are coming to a close and we start to walk into that Christmas party feeling.
Mm.
And, you know, our message to the community is to just be cautious on obviously how much alcohol is consumed.
Yes.
There's obviously a lot of adverse effects when we consume too much alcohol. A lot of our work is revolves around people that have consumed a lot of alcohol and alcohol-related violence, you know, in the public and at family events.
And it escalates the situation, doesn't it?
It does.
So if you're... checking on a party, for example, and someone's all full tank, then they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing or talking in a negative tone, so to speak, or action-wise, and that could escalate. And that's because of the liquor.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't
it? And they're doing things that they wouldn't normally do. So
there you go.
We get these people sober and they're decent enough and they're apologetic of their behaviour, but, you know, they've overdone it on that evening and, you're right, when police... arrive, we're normally met by the intoxicated mob,
or the one that's drinking, the loud one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Full of tank. Yeah.
Yep. And normally they're the
You're
ones.
You're giggling there, Stephen, because we know all about it, don't we, brother? You know.
And they're the ones that normally get carted away in the van or commit the offences. You know.
Yeah.
And a lot of time they've got the responsible family member there trying to settle them down.
Exactly.
It's just very difficult for them to listen to them whilst they're intoxicated.
Mm.
You know. So. That's sort of what we're asking people to have a think about. You know, start to plan if they are planning to drink. You know, limit how much they're going to, or start to think of a maximum number of alcoholic drinks that they're going to have.
Sure.
Nominate a family member that may be able to pull them up and say that's enough.
Mm, exactly.
Know? And as much as at the time they don't want to listen to them, they're the sober person that's making the right decisions for the evening.
Well, exactly. And I said I've never been in a situation because don't drink, never have, and not against it, but as long as you're in control. That's always my message. So, Stephen, same situation. Like I said, we come to that time, we've seen our mob escalate in regard to alcohol, and, it's good to celebrate, but just be in control.
Yeah, that's right, Trevor. And what Glenn's explained there, it's not only in the Cairns region, it's right across... the state or wherever we go,
and all the globe, whatever,
QPS will be out there enforced during this. It's only 12 to 14 weeks of Christmas, and obviously the weather's very hot here in Cairns at this current stage.
Yes, and also we're talking about hot weather, swimming, creeks, beaches, what have you.
Alcohol
and with alcohol,
mix.
Yeah, don't mix it because we're talking to a Royal Life Saving organisation not long ago on this program and talking about that. So be aware of the drinking around waterways and what have you as well.
Absolutely,
alcohol
and water absolutely doesn't mix at all. You know, it's something if you're at the beach or the river. And you're having a drink, look at it and enjoy it, but don't get in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And plus keep an eye on your loved ones around, especially your young ones. So talk about role modelling as well. Let's talk about that topic.
Yeah, look, and in that's something that I'll always hammer along on. You know, children will always look up to their adults for their behaviours. Mm. And, you know, they're looking at adults and, you know, they're thinking about what they're going to be like as an adult themselves. Mm. And obviously as a parent, we've got responsibilities to raise our children the right way. And if we are drinking too much, children are watching that and they tend to think that that's acceptable behaviour.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, then those sorts of behaviours tend to influence your children's lives later on. So, you know, just something to have a think about, you know. You know, as a parent, that your child is more likely to model those behaviours later on in life.
Exactly, exactly. So some point messages there?
Yeah, look, these are just some simple messages that you can do to affect that. Is just limit your drinking and not get drunk in front of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly don't use any illegal non-prescription drugs. Children are going to find that acceptable as well.
Exactly.
Showing you don't always need a drink to have fun, you know, and that's something that a lot of parents do fall over with, you know, where we always, like a regular drinkers will you know, can't watch a footy game without having a drink or can't enjoy a family event.
That's delivering a message too, isn't it?
It is. It's telling the children that's what you do, you know.
That's and, the norm, exactly.
Not saying that you can't, but just be aware that they're watching, you know. And the other is dealing with stress in healthier ways, you know. So sometimes we're stressful and we'll reach for a drink. Try exercise, listening to music, you know, going for a walk. There's other things that we can do.
Go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely, and keeping track of how many standard drinks you've had, that's a great measure to know how much, you know, and set your limit also before you've.
And that's even when you are driving.
Correct.
Keep a tally on what you're drinking.
Well, look, limits for driving. So that's when you know that intoxication is going to start to take an effect. So, you know, you're in control of how much you drink. Mm. Know that that's the point where you're starting to become intoxicated too much to drive.
Well, so no one knows you better than you. Just, you know, so be on top of it.
Sure.
No, and if, like, a carton's it for the weekend, then that's a carton. Mm. That's it. Don't go over that limit if that's the case.
Yep, yep.
Like and the old saying, Trevor, one's not enough and a million's too many.
There you go. Yeah, true, exactly.
Yeah, and another thing is demonstrating that you can refuse a drink, you know, and there's nothing more powerful sometimes than a child seeing an adult saying, I'm not drinking tonight, I've chose not to.
Well, that's true too, exactly.
And, and lastly, never ever drink and drive. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah, of course.
That's, you know.
Well, you can add to that concept, no, I'm not drinking tonight because I'm driving.
Exactly, yep.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, or I'm not drinking tonight because I've got to start work early in the morning.
Yeah,
you know, and children are watching that, and they're learning those behaviours, you know, and that's positive role modelling.
But also, the weekend doesn't mean it's drink time either.
No,
you know, or after 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who wrote that song? You know, but honestly, if you look at it, they're the sort of messages that are educating our kids.
Absolutely. Yep, and influencing their behaviours. Yeah. You know, so. And look, part of this is we do know that children's, you know, brains don't fully develop till later into their 20s, you know. So we want to prevent them from taking on these poor drinking habits at an early age.
And we talk about all drugs have the potential to cause harm. Let's talk about drugs as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. There's a reason why drugs are illegal.
Illegal.
And even prescription drugs used, you know, in the wrong manner can cause potential harm to anyone.
Mm. So what about counselling support agencies for mob out there? Steve, over to you, brother.
Oh, well, as we know, there's a number of services available across the across a number of communities.
Mm.
There's also, based here in Cairns, there's YETI, Youth Empowerment Towards Independency. There's Woodchopper. There's ATODS and your local health clinic or GP. Mm. Obviously, they're the the professionals that you could also speak to. And it's also, you know, if you want to come to the police station and even speak to a police officer about some issues, and I'm sure they'll give you referrals in which directions to actually go forward to.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And probably one of the biggest support agencies we have is our family. So if we notice someone's overdoing it more regularly than what they should,
pull them up, have a yarn,
and if it's you, listen to your family.
Yeah, yep. There's a good message, because you're not drinking right now because you're listening to the program. You know, you could be driving somewhere. Well, if it's you, yeah, listen to your family reaching out to you or trying to talk to you, be open-minded for the conversation. You know what I mean? But some people got that attitude. Don't tell me about boats. No, we need to tell you about boats, you know, and need to have that conversation, so you've got to be open-minded for it.
Yep, it's all right. They're just trying to prevent the harm that the alcohol's causing, you know.
Exactly.
And the first people to notice are normally your closest friends and family. And
yes.
You would expect them to speak up, because they're the ones that want you safe.
Exactly, yeah. So, look, it's coming to the time, a silly season, Christmas around the corner, grand finals and what have you, end of the year trips and what have you. So we all need to behave, and like I said, it's... in moderation, I think that's what the word we're delivering there in regard to alcohol, you know, and partying, and no to drugs, because they're illegal. So
exactly,
they're doing drugs as well, all the above. Very important. And you guys, what's happening for Christmas? Going away, doing anything?
Not at this stage.
I'm working right up till Christmas.
Is that right? CD, yes. No rest for the wicked.
Yeah.
All right, big shout out. Thank you very much for sharing. Very important conversation. Now, for any contact there with the police, you can call 000 for emergency, Police Link 131444, or Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000. They're the numbers. Yes.
Yep.
Gentlemen, great talking with you both. Yep, you got one more
session. Just before I go, I'd just like to do a shout-out to the people of Cherbourg, and hopefully I'll catch up with you in the next coming days. A bit of sorry business going on down there.
Okay, brother.
And my colleagues at Mergan Police Station. Look forward to catching up with you.
All right, big shout-out there. Thank you very much, Stephen. All the best. Senior Sergeant Linda Lloyd. We'll talk soon.
Sure.
And we'll talk soon, my brothers. All the best.
Thanks.
Cheers, Dudley.
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. Give us a box of fruit here at Bumba Bibra Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. Had a deadly yarn with Senior Sergeant Len Delay and Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant, and talking about teenage substance abuse, alcohol and drug, and just need to be in control of that little brown bottle and let it control you, as I always say. Very important. And look, have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.